This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. It is Monday, the 30th of December. Your old pal EZ, doing it from the Impact Power Sports studio, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Go there and shop for side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, you name it, they've got it all at impactpowersportsmi.com, or visit them in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Chris K is here. He writes, wait a minute, ... And I'm curious, what's going on in your noggin that made you say, wait a minute? Because I think I have an idea as to what would cause you to say, wait a minute. But I want to hear it from you, because I've got a theory about something that is happening right now. Let's see. Oh, Chris says, because you said you were off until Monday. Yeah, I am. It's Monday. Like, Friday I was done, and then Saturday, Sunday, I'm off back Monday. More than one person thought that I was going to be here on Tuesday or maybe next Monday. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I probably zigged when I should have zagged. But today is a normal day. What I was concerned about, though, when you said, wait a minute, I thought that you were right away noticing the change that I've made on this show. And you might not even notice it, because it's it just might not be noticeable. But I'm noticing it right now. Megan says the lighting. Well, yeah, the lighting looks different. And Chris says the pale is more pronounced. Without a doubt, the lighting is... I just installed a brand new camera, and it makes me look like a ghost. And it's also a much better resolution. So, all these old man features are really, really taking over. And I, when I turned it on this morning, the first thing I noticed was how ghostly I was. I don't, God, fucking A. Even when I shut the light off. So I'm like, oh boy, this looks like shit. And then I actually had, there's like, you know, whatever. You can get into the functions of the damn thing and brighten it or make it less bright or more bright. I don't know. And, but I don't know how to get back to that spot so that I can redo that. And now, oh boy, this is bad. I had a cup of coffee in here and now it's gone. That's not great. Oh fuck. This is a terrible start. Maybe Pooh Bear can help me. No, I'm just going to go get it because she's in her jammies. She doesn't want to be seen in her jammies, you know. You know how it is. Which I think she's adorable in her jammies. Okay. I'm going to roll the theme for like 25 seconds, and I have to get this coffee. This is very important. Just hang on. I'll be right back. I promise. See, I look like a ghost. Boy, that theme just ran out. Tyler says the added quality is very noticeable. Yeah, you can see, like, I have bags under my eyes. I mean, this camera is not forgiving at all. I should go back to the last one because it hid all of the oddball features on my face. You got the bags. You got chin fat is real. Hey, this is my chin. Kenny says, did you get the new camera for Christmas? I did. I wanted a little bit better, higher definition camera, just a better camera. And I got it. Thank God. But with that, I now look like fuck. I mean, I look like a ghoul to begin with. But I think maybe I'm going to have to, like, adjust these settings so that I don't look so... I look sick. I look like I'm ill. It's so washed out. But, well, hang on. I got to drink this coffee. By the way, this dog on here doesn't get enough pub. Nick says he's going to audio only. Chris says looks like a monster. This is Lola. This is my son and my daughter-in-law's dog. My son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids' dog. She's amazing. I got a coffee mug with her on her. Those are gifts you get from kids. You got to go with coffee. I got two coffee mugs with dogs on them. Outstanding. Speaking of dogs, I have to get into the story that, I mean, I just made a comment because I was watching the NFL on Fox and they've got all the, former athletes on there talking about the big game and they go, all right, now let's welcome in Michael Vick. And I don't really, I mean, when it comes to Michael Vick, you're going to get a group of people that hate Michael Vick, understandably. And then you get the pack of people that are like, yeah, well, but he did his time. And that seems to be the prevailing argument. Yeah, he did his time. And no, it just doesn't feel right. Because that would be like saying, if I like killed a baby and did my time and came out and I'd be like, hey, everybody must love me now, you know? I don't really accept that. I mean, I understand that he's done his time, and when you do the time, then you are a free man. That's fine. But the whole idea of, yeah, come on back into society, I'm not sure that that's appropriate. I mean, because people love Michael Vick. So this guy murdered pets, murdered dogs, raised them to be like target dogs. And I mean, horrible. Some of the most heinous things that's ever been inflicted on any type of living being. You know, it goes like World War II atrocities and then Michael Vick. So they like welcome, hey, Michael Vick. Now, he's been, for years, he's won people over. It's been decades since he got out of prison. And he immediately was able to latch onto a team and perform at quite a high level. I think he might have even won Comeback Player of the Year award. All right? And so as soon as Vic got out of prison, everyone's like, ah, fuck it. It's cool. You know, I never really, like, embraced the guy. I didn't really. But I think as more and more time passes, I'm more in the camp of, yeah, why is this even happening? We're in a day and an age when if you do anything sideways, you know, you get your career snuffed out. Chris says Tony Dungy helped a lot, too. So, yeah, I guess a guy who is an upstanding individual is Tony Dungy. He, like, wrapped his arms around Michael Vick, and then he was, like, championing him to the world, saying, hey, he's a changed man. And I'm like, good. You're getting up to the bare minimum of humanity. Just because Tony Dungy, if Tony Dungy, the Pope, and Jesus said Michael Vick is a changed man, all that does is gets him up to the level of passable. Don't forget, destroying dogs. I don't think we can go past bare minimum. All right. All that means to me is you're allowed to walk around with us, but that's about it. Kenny makes a great point. Amazing how Michael Vick can be redeemed, but not Colin Kaepernick. And Chris says, well, that's because Kaepernick couldn't play football worth a shit anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. When he was first blackballed, he could still play football. All right? You can't tell me that that wasn't the biggest railroad job in the history of railroad jobs. And you're right. Kaepernick says, Jesus Christ, I was trying to build awareness for police brutality. I was trying to do the right thing. God damn. We got some arguing now on how good Colin Kaepernick was when he was taking a knee. Chris says, nah, he's on his way out. The other Chris D, says he can still play. He was unreal. I'm glad you brought that up, Kenny. I don't quite get. I mean, I could understand if Michael Vick even. I could understand him playing football again. You're allowed to earn a living. I mean, if he still has the ability to play. I mean, if it were my team, I wouldn't really want him on my team. Do you remember that guy in hockey who that was supposed to be like drafted or something like that years ago? And he was a total asshole, and he was like bullying like special needs kids in school or something like that. And then the word got out that he was a fucking idiot. So the NHL team said, no, we're not drafting you now. Okay. So there's that. Not exactly the same, but you get my point. The NFL is like, well, he can play. So you're playing. So whatever. He gets a job as a football player. Well, you know, and then that's it. Now he's going to be a head football coach at Norfolk State, which, again, if he gets a job, he gets a job. But he's revered, Michael Vick is. And so they bring him into the show last night on NFL on Fox, yesterday afternoon. I should say, oh, my God, Michael Vick, congratulations, buddy. You've earned it. You've earned it, my man. And they're like, oh, my God, we love you, Michael Vick. And I'm like, fucking A, dude. This feels weird. Now, when I posted about this on my Facebook page, I wrote it like this. Michael Vick is being congratulated on the set of the NFL on Fox as becoming the new head football coach at Norfolk State. Him not being universally hated is probably the biggest upset in the history of sports. How the hell did he pull that off? I'm more amazed that it even happened. I'm not there in that post to say what's right or what's wrong. Now, I do feel that way, that he probably shouldn't be revered the way he is. I think it just looks bad. I mean, if I'm running a media organization, I don't want him on in my studios. I think it's, even if I didn't even like dogs, I still wouldn't want him in my studios because it just fucking looks bad. This is all I wrote. Now, I didn't indict anybody. I just said, how the hell, it's a huge, what do you call it? How the hell did he pull that off? I was more amazed. This guy, Nathan, writes, he wanted to say thank God, but he wrote, thank good he's not universally hated. That means people can think for themselves. Should everyone hate you, Eric, for your personal views during COVID? What? Wait a minute. So me saying social distance and get vaccinated, we're comparing that to the dog murderer? Is that right? Is that the game we're playing now, Nathan? You fucking retard. Your personal views during COVID and people not taking the experimental jab that has proven to be nothing more than that. Well, that's not true at all. But you keep believing what you want to believe, you fucking moron. One could easily argue your vocal opinions has led to people dying. You asshole. Should everyone hate you? Oh, my God. I got to make it a point to block that piece of shit. Yeah, it goes on and on. Patrick, our beloved Patrick in South Carolina, writes this. If you really look at Vic's story and his background, you can kind of understand him, his involvement, and his mentality at that time. Buddy, there is no fucking way. I don't care what the fuck happens to anyone. I don't give a shit if when I'm born from age 1 day to age 25, I was being used for sex by the Colombian cartel. That is not going to make me go and murder dogs. He He also says he did his time. People deserve a second chance. I support Vic. All right. So you're combining things there. Him working is one thing, but he's beloved. He's beloved. And then you get like Jim says, it's unbelievable. He's a piece of shit. No, I don't think he is now. I don't think Michael Vick is a piece of shit right this moment. But what he did was so much a piece of shit that I can't understand why anyone would ever want to embrace him. If Charles Manson were alive today, and let's just say Charles Manson, after being involved in all those horrible things that he was involved in, he got out of prison and said, hey, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling good. I turned it around. God bless the USA. I want to. And then do you think people would have welcomed him back? My point is, what a comeback by Vic. I cannot believe he pulled this off. People are stupid. All right. So that drew a lot of discussion. Our beloved Maureen got into a fight with some guy named Dan. And he said, maybe people need their memories refreshed. And then she linked up like some of the ins and outs of what went on in that dog fighting ring. Yeah, I did not click on that because I know what was involved in that dog fighting ring. But you're right that if people, if you can read what happened there and go, yeah, well, we love them anyway. Well, you're sick. You're a fucking asshole. Piano Finger Banger says they absolutely would hang out with Manson. Look how many people love Luigi. Oh, yeah, I know. There's one in the next room. God. So that was all a big pile of shit. Christmas in the Easy Podcast household. Everything was spectacular. Can't say enough about the time that we had. And it was all on Saturday, okay? You all probably did it on Wednesday. We did it on Saturday. And we had a massive dinner. We went with two main courses. You had the ham, the cheesy potatoes, and the green bean casserole. Pooh Bear and I got up early and started getting things ready to go and preparing all this. And one of the things we also made, in addition to those amazing food items, we went with I had these frozen lamb shanks. This is going to make Aram cry, which I didn't even know. They were frozen from last year. So I thawed them and found this recipe where you season this deal, and then these are big hunks of meat. This is the fucking back leg of a baby sheep, okay? And they hack off his hoofs, and then they hack it off near the top. And so you're there. It's adorable. It's the most adorable, delicious meal you are ever going to eat. And then you season it with like a nutmeg, garlic salt. I forget what else. And you season it, and then you heat up the olive oil, and then you just brown the outside of it. But you got to do it in a great big pot, because if you use like a shallow pan, it's going to spatter everywhere. You brown the shit out of that. You throw it in the crock pot. You add 28 ounces of canned tomatoes, beef broth, red wine, potatoes, these small little golden potatoes. Make sure you scrub them. You know why you scrub potatoes, don't you? Have you ever like had potatoes and you didn't scrub your potatoes? Now, I have not known this, but I just figured this out. But it said, make sure you scrub these. And I'm like, scrub them? What do you mean? Yeah, there's people have dedicated vegetable brushes. you got to actually put water on them and scrub them. Because there's dirt and feces and pesticides and insect parts and insect feces all over the potatoes. Like, even if you peel them and you haven't washed them ahead of time, that's a bad thing. All sorts of impurities. Scrub the potatoes. Anything that's deep in the ground, carrots, potatoes, beets, scrub the shit out of that. Scrubby, scrubby. Put my potatoes in the crock pot. Put my carrots in the crock pot. Put my onions in the crock pot. And all those other things. Sprigs of rosemary and thyme. Sounds like a fucking Simon and Garfunkel song. And then the lamb. And then you just let it cook for like hours.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
And then, like, when it's done, the meat is all drawn up the lamb bone. And I grab the lamb bone because I'm going to, like, pull the meat off and put it back in. And we're going to serve that stew over rice. Okay? So I've made, like, jasmine rice. And then I'm going to take this. It's a stew. You spoon it right onto the rice. This is fucking Lebanese to the max, bitches. I grab the bone and I start to lift it out, and the meat just fucking falls off. It's that tender. It goes, I go, oh my God, it's fucking perfect. I pull the shit out. I didn't have to do anything. Throw the bones away. Get the meat out of there, actually. Separated it with a fork, like your like pulled pork almost. Put it all back in the crock. Rice. Spoony, spoony. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. I will link this up in the show notes. So if you ever see lamb shanks, it's not nearly as expensive as you would think. A lot of time lamb meat is super expensive, but the shanks are not. And the shanks are hard to cook. You have to cook them slowly. And boy, did I. Whew. And nobody ate it. Nobody ate it. Just a couple people had it. So I've got, like, this food for the week. Oh, so good. We had a great time on Christmas. I wish I had, like, something ridiculous to share about the Christmas adventure. Let's see. But really nothing ridiculous happened. We all kind of gathered around. Got a Christmas photo late when it was all said and done. And then that was it. Let me call Pooh Bear. Maybe she... No, this has something from that I'm not remembering, but it's always good to bring her in. I mean, she's got this time off from the teaching job.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Pooh Bear?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying another day off?
I am.
You slept in this morning.
I did. That's not usual for me.
I was just discussing with the audience about Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything really worth reporting that was outrageous or anything like that.
No. I mean, maybe outrageously hilarious, like that mysterious Christmas card, but...
Oh, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll talk about that in a second. I need to write that down in my notes. What was I going to ask you about? Jesus. Chris asks, any fun NFK gifts or stories?
Well, apparently he didn't like the gift I got him and said he put it away and said he'll use it as a backup.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up too. Tell everybody what you got him for Christmas.
Okay, well, you know, I'm sure everybody knows that he chews tobacco.
Yes.
So he uses this, like, it's normally supposed to be used as a cup for like a child, like a with a straw, you know, and a
yeah, lid. it's a sippy cup with a straw, and it's a shark. It's like you know, it looks like a biting shark and then a straw in it. I don't know where he got it or how long he's had it.
He's had it, I think, since we moved here, or since he moved here, I should say. And I think we got it at, like, the dollar store.
So we bought that after he moved here because he didn't have anything but the clothes on his back.
Right.
Okay.
So he's had that, and so I bought him an actual, like, it's actually called a spittoon. For that, so it's like the shape of like a hand grenade almost, and it has a nice lid, like a wider open top, right. And then it shuts closed.
Okay, so for Christmas he got a spittoon.
Yeah, well, he decided he didn't like that, and his reason. Hang on a second.
You better close the door.
I don't know where Darla is, but maybe she's laying in the sun. Anyway, so. And it's a nice one because, you know, if he happens to drop it or whatever, or the dog's not at the table and it falls, it's got a very tight seal on it.
Yeah.
Whereas the one with the straw, even though it has a lid on it, it will leak out the straw.
Chris is in the chat and he writes a quote that we may have heard from your brother that says, "This is nice, but I'm going to use the crack in the recliner."
Well, that could be too, but he decided that one wasn't good enough because if it falls off his table, it'll spill everywhere, even though it has a top that clamps on or whatever.
Right. I don't.
So he still wants to use the shark. So he put that, the one I gave him away, to use as a quote unquote backup.
Right. Like, in case this one breaks.
Who knows? Yeah.
Didn't you get him two spittoons?
Yeah, I got him two.
You bought him two. Why did you buy him two?
Well, I didn't know which one he would like better because you know how he's picky. So I just bought two. And one kind of like extends. Like it could be small, but it also can like stretch out and be, and it's easier to hold on to. So I thought he might like that one, but I wasn't sure if it would be too flimsy for him. You never know with him. You have to buy like 17 of each thing. So he can decide which one he's comfortable with. Evidently, he wasn't comfortable with either of those, so they're put away somewhere in his bedroom, evidently, until whenever.
Until he has to bust out the heavy artillery.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chris suggests Little Tyke's first safety spittoon. Matt writes he's going to use it to poop in. All right. Yeah. Let's see.
And I got him some new slipper socks because, you know, the way he stomps around, he makes a hole in the heel of his socks, you know, every 2 days.
So. Yep. It is, it's something. Yeah, I think it all went pretty well. What did you think of the cleaning spree by your beloved husband yesterday?
That was very good. Yeah, I was just like, all of a sudden you just... We're throwing crap away and putting stuff in bags. And our closet looks like it's like brand new.
You had a...
Did you like how I... you gave me two things to put away and I put them away?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. So in this closet behind me, a lot of it in there is just clutter. So I'm kind of organizing it. I'm getting rid of all my shit that I don't need and... And the couple of the things that were there were, they looked like some type of games or something that, or fidgets that Diana might use in her classroom with the autistic kids. Is that right? Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And they have no reason to be there. So I go, hey, I'm cleaning up, so here you go. And so I gave her these. Fast forward 3 hours later, when I'm vacuuming, she took them and put them in a even worse place in the closet. Than they were just thrown on a shelf on top of clothes.
Well, I was trying to decide what I should do with them.
And I actually made her go, no, you have to get rid of it right now.
Yeah.
You went out yesterday with some nameless friends.
Uh-huh.
And things are not so, there's a little trouble in paradise for one of the friends with regard to a significant other. And
yeah.
So you heard like the drama and you came home and told me the drama. And then you said one of the nicest things you've ever said to me. Do you remember what that was?
I said, I'm lucky that I have the world's best husband.
That made my week.
I don't have to worry about that nonsense.
Yeah. And then you even said that to them. You go, oh, my God. I don't know. And then you started bragging about me. And they go, yeah, we know. We know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
exactly.
God. How did I get so lucky?
We're both lucky, evidently. And it's only been, what, 30?
We started dating right about this time in 1989.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be 36 years that we've been together, but in July, it'll be 33 years married, right?
Exactly. So
like
we're...
There's a picture of us on our refrigerator when you were 18 and I was 21.
Yeah, you had your stirrup pants on.
Yeah, and you had a tank top on.
Yep,
like a
turquoise tank top to show off my muscles.
Yeah, and a pair of shorts that like were like short shorts.
Yep. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. All right. So what's on tap for today? You've got a Madison is going to get like a medical procedure done or something like that.
No, she's just going to get an MRI at 12:30. I'm not going with her. I don't think. I do have to make it to Costco at some point.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I love you very much.
Love you too. I'll talk to you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
My son played a great prank. I shouldn't even have started by revealing that, but this was a prank. We had no idea, though. And I guess this is something that had been going around on TikTok. But I come walking into the kitchen on Christmas, well, Saturday, which is our Christmas. Everybody's there. And Pooh Bear has a card, and it says Diana and Eric Zaytunian on it. And so she opens it up, and she says, it has been so long since we've seen you guys. We have to catch up. Everything is great in our world. I know you guys are awesome. Love you so much. Can't wait to see you soon. Here's $20 to blow on the grandkids. Sign, Thomas and Kim. And she's like, what is this? I go, what do you mean, what is that? She goes, who's Thomas and Kim? I go, I don't know. And all it said was, Diana and Eric Zaytunian didn't have our address. It wasn't mailed. It was set on the counter. And I go, so we're like, who? Where did this come from? First of all, who's Thomas and Kim? And how did this card get in the fucking house? And so this goes on for several minutes. And we don't know what's up. It was very confusing. And that was the question that they kept asking. Who is Thomas and Kim? And I go, yeah, I know. We don't know who these fucking people are. But yeah, better yet, how the fuck did this get in the house? Did Thomas and Kim come walking in the house and set that goddamn card down and then walk out? That's a mystery. Holy shit. And I was like, I'm thinking Pellerito. Right away, I'm thinking Pellerito is fucking with me again. He has gotten the goddamn stalker thing going. And it's time to call the cops, exactly, because Piano Finger Bangers says better call 911. I said, you better fucking believe I'm going to call 911. I got some crazy fuck who's coming into the house. So I was so worried about that. Turns out that it was Jim and Aubrey. They had seen this. It's a trend where people are doing this shit, and then it's hilarious. I was so worried about that. God damn. All right. All in all, a damn good time. Let's get into this weekend's, or I should say this week's weighing in on the Fat-a-thon. All right. Kenny writes this. Hold on. I got to get these stats down first. I normally have these prepared, but I didn't. Okay. Kenny is up 2.8 pounds. He comes into this week. Last week, he weighed in at 314.6. This week, he is weighing in at 317.4. That is a gain of 2.8. He writes this. Hey, mate. Christmas Day began with cinnamon rolls. And then came lunchtime with the Christmas ham, King's Hawaiian, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, green beans, and then Oreo balls. Later for dessert, Oreo balls. Wow, that sounds ridiculous. I need to try Oreo balls. But I forgot about Christmas Eve dinner where we were at a get-together and I ate way too much over there also. Christmas cookies at night as well, and all kinds of Christmas candy. I did intermittent fasting the other days, though, but it wasn't enough, goddammit. He didn't say goddammit. Kenny wouldn't talk like that. So, all right. Meanwhile, Jeremy had been knocking on the door of his goal of 275 by New Year's, and it's all fucked up. He gained almost 3 pounds as well. He was at 280.5. And 280. Wait a minute. That means he gained 3.5. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. 280.5, 81, 82, 83. No, I'm sorry. He gained 2.5. Wait a minute. He was at 280.5, 81.5, 82 point. Yes. He is up 2.5 pounds to weigh in at 283 even. So even though he had a disastrous week, he is still going to get the win because they both gained, but Kenny gained more. So that means overall, the past 15 weeks, Kenny has outperformed Jeremy twice and 13 times. Jeremy has outperformed him 13-2. 13 times Jeremy has outperformed Kenny. So, all right, this is the final weigh-in before 2025. But I did say that next Monday is actually the final day for weighing in. So you do have 1 week to lose 8 pounds, Jeremy, to be at that goal. But that's not easy. You're going to have to, like, get into one of those, like, rubber suits and, like, pedal a bike for, like, 5 straight days. Which I think that's what people do when they're cutting weight. You know, wrestlers. Don't they do that? So I guess it's possible, but it would all be water weight. So you're kind of fucked. But, hey, shrug that shit off. You guys are in a much better spot now than you were. Let's think about that. Okay. You both went up. No big deal. Now, here's where you got to have that goldfish mentality. Flush that, and in a week, we'll reconvene. And then you've got a new year. It's all, you're set up perfectly. Okay? So now you got this out of your system. With the holidays, whatnot. That's it. Just flush it. Move on from there. And then away you go. You'll be just fine. Let's see. Yeah, at the start of this year, Kenny was 360. 360. Now you're 317.4. You have lost the total. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You've had an area of time where you've been steady, not dropping, not gaining. You've kind of like been doing. So you're going to have to figure out a way to kick that into high gear. And you're totally capable of that. But I what I would like you to do, though, is I would like you to read up on this as to an effective way. So let's just say you're doing one thing. That's okay to stick with that, but try to be as consistent as you can be going forward and maybe work in something new. I don't want to say too much because this is yours. I'm not doing you this. You are. This is all you. Jeremy, same damn thing. My God. Jeremy is... okay, so last week you were down 54.6. Now we're going to take that. It's actually 52.1 because you gained a little bit. So you're down 52.1 since you started this way back in whatever week, whatever month it was, 15, 16 weeks ago. While yesterday or last week at this time, Kenny was down 45.4. Minus 2.8. So now you're down 42.6. Okay. Could be worse. Hartman 810 is here. Don't know who that is, but welcome. Stick to water, guys. A lot of empty calories and pop juice, etc. Keep up the good work. Now, these guys don't do the pop juice thing. I don't think. For your old pal EZ, after last week of preparing for Christmas, Saturday, let's get back after it. Yoga, which is just an absolute mind-blowing bit of excellence because they start you warming up with these stretches, and then you're doing these, they're called moving asanas, I think is how you pronounce it. That's when I'm tying myself up into a fucking pretzel, legs burning like hell. And then you got to do the balance asanas, which that's a bitch too. And then you do stretches. And then there's like a yoga abdominal routine in this. It's 90 minutes long. God damn. So I got that done Saturday. Yesterday, it was legs and back. And holy cow. Burning, burning, burning. But I got it done. I feel good about that. Today, Kempo X throwing punches for the cardio. Ladies and gentlemen, at about this time on Mondays, I have to bug out. Thank you for the reminder, Kenny. As I have a workplace staff meeting from the radio station that I do mornings on in Northern Michigan, Q100. You should download the Q100 Michigan app and listen to my morning show. It's called The Insane Asylum. It's on Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10. I play music. I think in the whole show, I talk for maybe 6 minutes. But I think you'll like it. I'll be back after the meeting. I'm guessing probably closer to, let's see, it's 11 now. It'll be closer to 12. All right, that's what I'm going to do. Because I get done with the meeting, and then I got to get my brain together. I'll join you at 12 noon Eastern time for the back half of the Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you, though, for being here and enjoying this part of it. Goodbye for now. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.